Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 16th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week in a special edition of the GGB Podcast, we sit down with Kurt Williams, the CEO of Casino Cash Track, on how his company has survived the pandemic, is now making the crossover into sports betting. Today's show is supported by Konami Gaming. Later in the program, we'll be discussing their world premiere of Dimension Top Box, debuting this month during G2E. Like all companies in the gaming industry, Casino Cash Track closed down during the pandemic. Kurt Williams, the company's CEO, took the time to reorganize the company and decide how it fits into the burgeoning sports betting market. With a product that does an ongoing audit of transactions in and out of the cage to the tables and slots, Casino Cash Track can also recognize every transaction at a sportsbook and at online gaming sites. In addition, casinos came back from the pandemic with streamlined procedures that fit well with the services provided by Casino Cash Track. Williams spoke with me at G2E earlier this month. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Kurt Williams from Casino Cash Track. Kurt, great to see you again. You guys are really rocking now. how many casinos are you in right now?
About 192.
Right. Wow.
I'd say about.
Wow.
It's 192.
Yeah. Well, I guess it changes every week, huh?
It did. It did just last week.
Yeah, great. So why don't you explain, you know, exactly how your system works and why the casinos, why so many casinos are picking you up?
Oh, well, first, I appreciate it. Thanks for
doing
the interview today. This is great. But, you know, with what we're doing in the industry right now, we started off as that cage vault system.
Mm-hmm.
My background and the co-founder's background was in fraud investigations and accounting.
Right.
And that's how we started in the casinos. And what we looked for was a way to create an audit trail
mm-hmm.
around the transactions that happen in and out of the casino.
Okay.
And what that led to was once we got that audit trail and we could really follow those transactions, we got over to the accounting side,
mm-hmm.
and we worked with all of those different revenue audit and accounting groups in the casinos
sure.
with our early customers, and it really turned into what is now what we call CAS, the Casino mm-hmm. Audit System. It's the only one in the industry. And what we do is we take all of those transactions that happen in the cage vault, and we automatically flow them through an audit process,
mm-hmm.
Connecting to all the other data points for comparison
okay.
so that we can post it to the general ledger. And it
okay.
really saves the client a lot of time.
Sure. Well, I guess if they ever do get audited by somebody official, I mean, they're already ready to go then.
They should be ready
yeah.
to go. We've had a lot of great relationships with the CPA firms.
Uh-huh.
They come in, they try to understand
right.
how the system works and make sure that they can rely on it for their testing.
Right. Okay, great. So, you know, the big buzz in the industry right now is cashless. You know, how does your system coordinate with that?
That's a great question, because I was visiting with some of the guys that are doing development with
mm-hmm.
you know, firms like
sure.
Every, and he said,
right.
"Well, what's this going to you know?" Talking to Victor, he said, "What's
right.
going to happen when it's cashless?
Right.
The name of your company is Casino Cash Track."
Right.
I was like, "That's true. That is how we started." But really, our main product now is that casino audit system.
Right.
And if you think about audit, at the end of the day, it's just comparing those two systems, and cashless is going to be something that just requires a lot of audit touch points. Just to give some examples, we had a client who went through a beta on one of the new cashless systems. And those systems can interact. You can redeem those cashless money at a
right.
food and beverage,
mm-hmm.
at a hotel, at a table, at a
right.
slot machine, go cash out at a kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of different systems with touch points
sure,
that all
right.
have to come
yeah.
back together for reconciliation. And so it is, you know, what's happening with cashless, it's going to come. And it's what happened with the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
it just accelerated. It
yeah.
hit the accelerator.
Sure, absolutely.
And so many people are trying it now. And there's a couple companies out there that are really doing some cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you hook up with all of the systems? I mean, we got you know, Every, we've got Sightline, we've got Global Payments, and you know, endless numbers of companies now that are out there.
Right. Well, so most of the systems that are out there, we do hook up with.
Uh-huh.
But it's really, with all this being new, it's just working on those relationships with
sure.
those vendors.
Right.
Making sure we understand how their data's flowing and what we need to do to bring it
mm-hmm.
into the audit process.
Okay. Well, you know, that kind of actually blends right into what you're doing, because you were doing everything electronically already.
Right.
And the beauty of cashless is you can see, you know, every transaction, every you know, what every player is doing, things of that nature.
There are so many advantages to cashless.
Right.
I'm really excited about seeing it coming. You get that frictionless gaming process in
sure,
the organization.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, inside of a casino, I mean, I can go from, you know, like I said, the cage to a kiosk to a machine, and getting that frictionless, you know, experience for that customer is really going to go a long ways. I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the adoption process.
Right. Yes.
You know, with you know, most of the gaming revenue is still generated by people 45 and over in a casino, at least brick and mortar casinos, right? And so they're not the always the fastest to adopt new technology, right? And so it's like that cell phone adoption curve.
Sure.
Right? Everybody's on them now, right?
Well, yeah.
And even the smartphones.
Right.
But my dad still, he only does two things on his phone. He answers it and he hangs it up. That's the only two things.
Right.
You send him a text message and he's not going to respond. And so with these mobile apps on the cashless systems and even some of the cards, it's going to be a little bit of a slow adoption process, but it's going to happen. And it's as it gets easier for them to understand and to use.
Well, even I have to admit that I just used Apple Pay for the first time in the last year.
Hey, well, I just watched you hook up a camera and set up recording and using your iPad to get everything going. So
that's the hazards of the job. But you know, you look back at how long it took them to really accept Tito. I mean, you know, Tito was for the first couple of years, people thought it was a failure. You know, and then boom, suddenly people said, "Oh, I don't have to put coins in. I can get this ticket out." And so I think there's a couple of companies out there that are incorporating Tito with that. I think that that's a good idea as well.
Yeah, there are a couple of companies that are using that technology behind the scenes. But you were at that presentation at UNLV when we had some of the Sightline guys up there. And we were talking about some of this cashless and what's coming. And one of the topics was the adoption, that curve of what that adoption cycle was for Tito back in the day. And now, if you look at it, I mean, it's, you know, just almost every single transaction is Tito. Very few cash transactions are happening already, but eliminating that Tito and going completely cashless is going to provide.
Yeah, and again, you know, just using the phone. I mean, I remember the first time I used Apple Pay. That, well, why is it working? you have to click it twice. You know, so.
And I got, you know, just like you said, you just started using Apple Pay, but now with all these cash apps and Venmos, and I'm just sitting there going, okay, there's so many options when you start trading money around.
Right.
So it makes perfect sense for it to come into the casino.
Exactly. No question about it. So what kind of reports do you generate for the casinos that use your services?
Well, there's two main things. One's the casino audit system, right? And that basically does all the reconciliation and produces a journal entry for them to post revenue to the GL. And what's nice about it is that posting is tied to all the audits. And so now I know that each one of the numbers posted by GL went through an audit process.
Sure, right.
And so that's the big part on the CAS side. But one of the things that we rolled out 2 years ago is a product called I-24. Mm-hmm. And it just means Insight 24. It's a daily operating report. So what we realized after we went through the audit process and we connected all those systems for audit, it's like there's a management need for this data, not just a financial need, management need. So what we do now is we take all that data from all those different points and we produce a daily operating report.
Okay.
But it's an interactive daily operating report that allows you to drill down into the details. Mm-hmm. And the customers that we've installed so far are just super excited about it. Instead of having somebody sit there and gather that information, put it in spreadsheets, we can make it a lot more dynamic.
Great. One of the most surprising games out of G2E this year was a slot series called Cash Parade from Konami. It made its world debut at the show on the Dimension Top Box. Cash Parade is a five-reel game on the machine's lower 27-inch display and a festive parade of lights blanketing the upper 49-inch portrait displays. So it merges a familiar spin-by-spin chase with fun top-screen bonuses animated across all connected machines. A real exciting expansion for the award-winning Dimension line. To learn more, visit KonamiGaming.com. Now back to our podcast. The other buzzword in the last few years has been sports betting. how has that impacted your company?
Well, it's totally cool. We didn't know what to expect when it came out. And so a lot of those systems are not, you know, when we first started with the casino audit system, it was the servers were on site, all the data was on site, and we could connect to it. So these sports betting systems are not, they're cloud.
Sure.
So we're building out APIs and things like that for them. One of the really cool things is that we just went live with FanDuel at a brick and mortar at the Phoenix Sun Stadium.
Okay.
So
when
they're not in a casino, they're over there. And we got introduced to them, and now through the casinos, when we went over at the Philadelphia, the live property there, they had FanDuel in their vaults.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that was, they saw the product and they saw the mm-hmm. process, and so they wanted to integrate it into their brick and mortar facilities as well. But what's happening on that sports betting side and all the different options they have, it's really fits just perfectly in, right? Because there's transactions, there's betting kiosks that have to be reconciled, and there's additional journal entries that need to be pushed into the GL, as well as, you know, going through that audit process.
Sure. Do you think there's applications for the online betting for sports books?
We haven't explored that yet, we'll see what happens.
I can see.
When it comes.
You know, I mean, they need these kind of reports you're putting out. You know, just as much as a casino might.
Yeah, the value really for us is when, especially for properties that have, you know, casinos have multiple systems, right?
Sure. If
there's not one system that controls the entire property, so the more systems that you have that you need to bring all that data together for different purposes, that's really where our skill set lies.
Yeah, no question. So you haven't really looked into online casinos either, I guess.
No, we haven't spent any time on that yet.
Yeah.
Not eliminating it from the possibility of the future, but I haven't spent any time on it yet.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty busy doing your normal things. But
but
yeah, we were talking about your company is growing so quickly. You just are broke ground for a new office in Tulsa, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Explain why that's necessary.
Well, it's growth, right? Yeah. It's that next step that we have to take. The recent explosion of clients that we've gotten across the country is really getting us a lot of momentum.
Right.
And so now it's about having the employees that can get out and do the installs. We take a lot of pride in our customer service and the way that we do projects. And so it takes us a while to really onboard those employees and get them to a point where we're comfortable saying, all right, let's get you out in the field, right? And so get the more casinos that we have to do, the more teams that we have to put together to put out there. We're improving, you know, our development process across the board. We're in, you know, our QA process for the software, and then those professional services that we have to do. So when we go into a property, we have to go through an entire process of understanding how they're doing everything now and making that transition. So the number of employees that we need to do that is just climbing.
Yeah.
And so this gives us a real opportunity to grow and stay together right there in Tulsa.
Okay. So, and you're designing this whole building that will suit your needs, I would imagine.
It was a neat process. And I got lots of employees from the company to help me out with that design process. I didn't want them to come back and say, well, that was a really bad idea, Kirk. And so if it was a really bad idea, they had their opportunity to look at it. But it was really fun to design, and we created a lot of indoor-outdoor space. Mm-hmm. You know, so we got like large garage doors open up to a patio, so the conference room can be both an indoor-outdoor space. And we're basically making a little CCT campus. We occupy, and once it's done, we'll occupy three different buildings the same area.
That's great. I remember going to Chicago one time, seeing the WMS building, the brand new one they built, and it had a basketball court in it.
I had
a game room, you know.
We've had requests for golf simulators, basketball courts. I'm trying to think somebody wanted a massage table. So there's just lots of requests that came in. We didn't honor them all, but there's some. I'm still thinking about the golf simulator.
Okay, great. Well, that would be fun for sure.
We went over to UNLV earlier this week when we were here at G2E. And one of the parts of their hospitality is the golf program, and they had the coolest golf simulator I've seen yet.
Yeah, no question. So tell us how you guys got through the pandemic. I mean, it hit everybody really hard. You know, when the casinos closed, they weren't thinking about auditing or anything like that. Right?
Well, the support calls definitely went down. Nobody called and had any questions for us. It hit us, you know, out of the blue.
Yeah,
100% of our casinos, every one of our customers shut down within a 2-week period.
Yeah.
I mean, not a single one remained open.
Right.
And it definitely, you know, ran a little shock of fear through the company.
Yeah.
Luckily, we've been extremely conservative with our spending and our savings in the company, so it allowed us to, you know, endure that. And then a couple months later, as the casinos started opening back up, we were there fully staffed, ready to take care of them. And a lot of that led into that opportunity, because what the casinos found, you know, as soon as they opened back up, is that, oh wait, we had a lot of processes, and so it actually created more sales opportunity for us when the casinos opened back up.
I've talked to a bunch of CEOs who said they took that time during the pandemic to really look at how their operations, their processes and procedures, and kind of streamline them. So I guess you can help them do that.
Well, it's that automation, right? So there's a digital transformation going on. You know, we've talked about cashless and everything else, and so it's that automation piece that is just really pushing. So when the pandemic happens and I've got all this labor cost and I had to lay all these people off, you're right. They went back, they looked at it, and they said, how can we not go through this again? So the next time this happens, what opportunities do we have for automation? And luckily, we were part of that conversation.
Yeah, that's great. So after you sell your systems to a casino, obviously you need the support, as you mentioned.
Right.
How extensive is that support network?
It's the biggest part of our company. Like I said, we have customer service. One of the things I'm most proud of is that we have, as from the very first time we got our first customer all the way to the 192nd customer, we've never lost one. They're all still in the system today, and that's because of the way we provide that customer service. And so we track those metrics constantly. What is our response time? How are we handling that? So that support organization, you know, in a lot of companies, they say everybody's in sales, right?
Sure,
that
right.
Everybody's job is to sell. No, our company is everybody's job is to support.
Yeah.
So if we see those numbers climb up, the entire company, we call it a support fest, will pull in and be like, nope, let's get the numbers back down. They have to stay in control so we can have the response time that we want for our customers. And so that support network is pretty good.
And so I guess you have inside employee recognition programs and things like that for people who go above and beyond.
We do. I won't say it on camera today, but we have special rewards that we call out on our for our employees, right? And a lot of those are based on that customer service. So when we get an email back from a customer that's like, thank you so much, I can't believe you guys. We had a client that moved CMS systems and they forgot to call us, right? And so it makes it very difficult to audit. So they called us the day they went live with the new system and said, oh, by the way. And so our entire team, they spent 2 days, did nothing but take care of that client and had them switched over to that new CMS system and auditing. And the email that we got back from that CFO was just, and so that really, you know, the team that did that, that's that reward system.
Great. Well, that's really encouraging for people to hear when there are so many companies out there that just dump a system and for you, hello, you remember us?
And I think that's, you know, when we started the company, it was that customer service.
Right.
Because I was on the operations side.
Sure.
And we did. We struggled with some of those vendor relationships. And one thing that's really cool is, you know, that's going back to we haven't lost a customer yet. That's because that's where our focus is. We wanted to differentiate ourselves, but we did it with customer service.
Right.
The software is absolutely amazing, but our team, by far the best.
Yeah, great. Well, Kurt, it's exciting to see how far the company has come, and congratulations on building it and the new building for sure. And let's stay in touch. I like doing this every year to talk and see where
it's been 5 years since we talked last time. I appreciate it. Maybe it won't be 5 years again.
Hope you enjoyed this special edition of the GGB Podcast with special thanks to Konami Gaming. Reach out to your Konami rep to learn more about the latest slot series coming soon or visit them online at KonamiGaming.com. To learn more about casino cash functions, visit GGBMagazine.com. For all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning, sign up for free at GGBNews.com by using the coupon code GGB180. Don't miss any GGB podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.